Henry Newton. He was responsible for the Shach and Taz. We had no chance to learn them all in class, although I will share with you what I have over the summer as I was reviewing the other day. I scribbled down little notes. I think it'd be of some value to you. I'll make some copies of this. All right. And let me. Let me give you a shayla halacha lemaisa. This last June, just before the Zman was over, had a call from a former Talmud who decided to become a chef. Okay. Seems to be a good fallback business. Actually, he himself was a physics major, and I think he took a master's in physics too. Yeah. But he wants to be a chef. So there's a chef school, many chef schools. Calls up with a shayla. They have to do the recipe. They cook a recipe. Right? Back to every recipe with meat is basar v'chalav. The fancy dishes either require butter or cream or milk. Here you have a classic case of isur bishul without hador, without echila, without anor, but isur bishul. Basically saying, I love the raisa. No, of course, tell a portrait, you can't do it, right? The fellow had to innovate, right? His own recipe. So he chose up with parva milk. Yeah, parva milk, parva cream. Yeah. It's a mut of him to cook. What you've learned already is mut to cook with parva cream in it. We were matir so far to eat together, right? If there's some kind of hekel or choloshkedim for that, but what will be the isur of marasayin to cook? If you learned it already, the ramo will not be matter bishul basa b'cholov. Bishul basa b'cholov, hanirek basa b'cholov. Is there some way for him, Bizman Azeh, put up signs, right? Note to everybody, flashing sign, that I am using only parva milk, that you shouldn't make a mistake, I'm not doing it? Maybe yes. With a hacker, maybe it's with them. Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to blaze. We're up to. I'm there already for a minute. Sorry. Sorry. look at the Moran Dalit, sorry, Pezain Dalit, also Lavasha Bechol Arisha B'Marathayim. Okay, and I think the last thing we learned, I read the debates already, right? The Niril Pizeh, the Mordekol Shekain, the also Lavasha Lechatchila, Bechol of Tmeya, Obosa Tomei Bechol of Toho, Dafka Bosa Behema, Avo Bov, the Rabon and Eid Lochus. See where can I pick up quickly. pick up the Shachan Zion. Last two lines in the Shach. After Mina begavin the leker lemecha shemaras ayin dan b'rufu uchiyotzebo. Okay. Here you have it. Okay, the bottom of hay. A bottom of Zion. I'm sorry. So the Shach introduces, you go ahead and you're making a concoction because of alternative medicine. You're making a concoction which involves, right, something which is muto, Bosa Tameya, right? But you're doing it little fool. Kamosha Kosav Hamashal Gabi Chola Visho do a fool shori a filo Embo Sako in the clown. Miaha the Embo Isa clown and Mishumara Sayan Arkan Shono. Okay, so go back to my shaila. What if he said, I will substitute a piece of chaza? You're making with beef. I'll try it with chaza meat. Chaza meat is muto, according to the Iso Bishul. The only Iso is Marasayan. The Rufuo, he says, would be muto to do so. Well, how about here, where the fellow has a course to follow, and everybody knows what he's doing is part of the coursework? Would that fall under the same category? These are the practical shaylos halacha lemaaseh. Just want to call your attention to it. Yeah.
Isn't there also the idea that bizman hazeh, everyone is familiar with soy milk and parv substitutes, so it may not necessarily be necessary. I'm not talking in specifically in culinary school, right, but in general, well, you go to a chasna, you're not going to see the package. They just have the soy milk in the bottle.
Fine, that's why. But again, you have to look at the chomer isur and what we're matir. the Chomer Isur that we're talking about over there is the next simon of eating milchiks after feshiks. You say, well, okay, but that I'm willing to be makel on the Marasayin because everybody knows about it. But if you talk about Mamish Bishul, where you're dealing with the potential of an Isur Daraisa, no raya, you can't make a raya from that to that. Okay? Please try to follow me along as quickly. I want to cover this shach with you. Okay, pick up. You all have the 4 or 5 lines from the top. Okay, divrei haposkim shekosvu stoma mutorim bebishul. Mashma afilim shemasayin leka. Mechein yiron divrei marshal. Mechein mashma das hamachaber. Midlo kosar b'chol b'heimet meyer gupe diosom shemar asayin. All he said, the chol b'heimet meyer says it's not also ein bo isur. B'kach niri li boru de shiny hosom. Kiven dal kol pona mechemem osu b'achila v'aday b'bishu l'chu di lekem shemar asayin. The yochol liu shemabashu l'tzor refuo o shah dvorim. By osu mabashu l'haynu lechol. We have here a Pesach Pasuach to analyze the Shaila. The Shach is willing to record, although personally, he really good. Again, follow me, so we'll try to the Hilkoch. Look at the first broad line in the Shach. Hilkoch, hoda also levatzel basa b'chol of isha, haynu lechol. Hilkoch, basa behema tmeya b'chol of tahora. Now ibra, kiven hakocha lavlo ochol mevatzel hu, hakopochas asura mishum basa b'chol of tmeya, leka mishum marasayin, hachne ili. Okay, now how will you now define what marasayin is? Marasayin isn't what someone who doesn't know what's happening comes in and he has an accusative nature and he likes to think most likely you're doing something wrong. Since there's a tzad heter, misfora, I say he most likely not cooking this to eat. Since he's not cooking this to eat, therefore he must be cooking it for another reason. That's already your heter of against Marasayin. Once a person has an interpretation, just like he said that l'refuah, it's mutol. Likewise, if you can give a good reason why here he says, now, not everyone passes that way. Halacha l'maaseh, the Chochmas Adam asas. Then comes the Shach and throws in a Sofik. What's the Sofik? He says, I don't know whether we can confirm that Bizman Hazeh, that cholov of an animal other than a kosher animal doesn't look like cholov of a kosher animal. That one is white and one is yellowish. Look further down. Likewise, boso of a behema tahova and boso of a non-kosher animal doesn't look the same thing. What? Horse meat? Uh, that served in the army. They served mostly. Someone be a bookie, like in Babel's Adventure, look again, the end of the Chach. Inami bebosotomi, lake lamecha shemarasayin, the nickel ayin shuboso, shubosotomi. The chain beholot to me, and the use of a shas bobbin's coven, right? But there's all the cholov toho chiva. Tame Yorok, Yorok meaning yellowish. Aval Choladisha, the Choloshkadim, Lominka, they have also Mishum Marasayan. So go back to the Shaila. There, want to go ahead and use not easily available in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's available on the market, camel's milk. I've seen camel's milk, but it looks just like plain milk. It doesn't look different. Yeah. In Russia, they still use donkey milk. Okay. Just had this in my mind. Let's see if we can catch a few minutes further on. Last thing we discussed, I think, was the eggs. The little eggs in the chicken. Okay? There you have. Not everything pleishik means you can't eat middle eggs after it. Hazem Machava Paskin. That if Ochlam Betneyatzmon, Mutter Lechlachem Gvino Cholop, even though we wouldn't. When treated as part of it, wouldn't make the cook with it. Nevertheless, if you eat it, those little eggs of the chicken, those unformed eggs yet, there is no zera of not eating milk after that doesn't apply to it. Right. Let's go. Pezayin Vov. Let's catch it. Here we have to learn the Shach also. Hamushan Mamavushal Bechametrelia Ein Lokan Olav. Meat and milk smoke together, right? Vechein Hamavashel Boso Bemecholov. O Becholov Mesa. Now, Mecholov, remember, we discussed it quickly. We'll have it. We learned it a little ahead. Right, remember Mecholov is a machlokas, whether it's the Shubah the Chalbo or Mecholov. That's the way you should remember it. The Shubah the Chalbo is what runs off the cheese. Right, Mecholov is after you take that whey that runs off the cheese and you cook it and you filter it, what's left over is Mecholov. That also makes whey. There's still dissolved protein that you can dry out. Obachol of Meso, Obachol of Zocho, which I can't interpret for you. I don't know what they're referring to. Milk from a male animal. Theoretically, it's possible for a male animal to give milk if he has all messed up the hormone system or something. And I can't imagine what Chazal would be aware of such an occurrence. Mala speaks of a tzaddik that his wife died and Kaddish Baruch Hu made a miracle and he was able to nurse, and the Mala says how unworthy that man was. Why? That Kaddish Baruch Hu had a b'mishane seder b'reishis. He had to change nature in order to solve a problem. if he were worried, the colored bull would have solved the problem in another way, by providing him with money so that he could hire a wet nurse to do it. Nevertheless, Moe talks of this cholov zocho, right? Over cholov mesa, a cholov mesa would be the milk that's found in the udder. Now this now becomes critical now to understand what this cholov mesa is. Okay, because it opens up the whole shaila of the cheese industry. Okay. Over cholov oshavishal dam becholov. Right, dam is also is potu. Vein lokan alchasam shembasa b'cholov. Now, what does potu mean? Potu means muto or potu avoloso. In Hilchos Shabbos, you know, every time it says potu means potu avoloso. Potu avoloso midrabanan. Over here, so look at the shach quickly. Ein lokan olav. Right. First one, smoking it together. Or cooking b'chamit ferio, which lacks the halachic definition of cooking. Why? Because there's the absence of heat. It's cooking ein lokan olav avli surah miyiko. The shav means isodaraisa. There's no malchus. V'chein b'cholav meso isurah miyiko. Right. V'chein kula mashmer isurah miyiko apilu b'cholav zocho. Says, and look at the next Ramah right here, b'cholav zocho l'mikra cholav klal, right? It's treated like cholav isha, meaning it's cholav, but it's not cholav. Therefore, there's no shaila of taruvos. And if it's about taruvos, look at the Ramah, right? Aval cholav meso. Back to Shach and Tezvav. Ain't looking all across him, she must have a hollow. Clal has a cost of a ram, mash medito, the machine boss of a hollow who they looking all across him. Homishum dam, lokan achloso, alpha pisha bishlo. This feeling is the dam shabisha overall. So, what was he throw in? As far as dam is concerned, the Rambam held that dam shabishlo is also, is overall, is a lab. Rashi holds dam shabishlo is not a lab. That the Isu is only on drinking fresh blood, fluid blood, but Blutwurst, that the Germans like to eat, that's how they train their children to become Nazis. It's plain blood put into a casing and seasoned, and comes out a wrinkled, like a wrinkled salami. That's done Me'ushan. That's there. But it's, the blood is cooked first, so therefore there is no isodam. If it's me, when I'm kaimel on the dam shabishlo shmocho einal medrabanan. That's how we passing aloch al maise. Once the blood has been altered by cooking or by salting out. Again, I mentioned to you yesterday that dam and cholov are looked upon as mixtures containing water and the dabar also. Okay, people, that you finished that yourself, I want to just steal a few minutes to introduce this. The shaila of cheese, which is the beginning. politic, but how it mean I may handle it yourself. Look at Zion first. Mechaba Zion. Hamavashol Shalil Becholov Chayim. Okay, the embryo inside the mother cow, mother calf, is treated like regular bosom. But Abul Hamavashol Shilya. But the placenta, the afterbirth, which people eat, as horrendous as it sounds to you, but among those who go out into the desert in California and look up to the sun in order to get inspiration, the eating of the placenta of their wife after she gives birth is part of a normal ritual. Okay, it's really almost routine in the San Francisco area. Shidda, however, is treated not as boso. Placenta not treated as boso, right? It's treated like all didim atzamos, ike kanayim, the lower part of the horns, the hoofs, right? The talpayim harakim, right? They're potel, the chain haochron potel, there's no isobishul. Okay. Yesh misha omer, in the suba the chalbo, ene bachal meicholov, also menatolo. We made that for you last time. Ela meicholov, hainu achar shausen hadvina mevashen hag nesuba veochel tzof veochel tzof mevala. Yesh abel amayim bialma zeh meicholov. Now here's the key contribution of this to our daily life. How do you make cheese? A period of time where before bacterial rennet, it's just a colloquial name, it's not rennet, bacterial curdling, or the so-called Japanese rennet, as it's called. It comes from bacteria, you add it to milk, then the milk curdles, starts the cheese process. That was relatively recent, and not hayom. Fancy cheeses in Europe is made with animal rennet. You can't make cheese that you have to age for a long period of time. Cheese that the halacha will later on will learn according to one mandoma, and that's how we paskin, that the cheese that's aged, shield aging 6 months or mitulon, becomes wormy, whatever that's supposed to mean, right? It's treated then as so hard to digest that you have to wait 6 hours to eat meat. Okay? It may apply to some of our grated cheeses, Parmesan cheese that people use in cooking, may have the halacha of gemino, for which you have to wait 6 hours after eating it. Cheese was made in two ways. He took a young animal that drinks milk, has a high concentration of rennet in its stomach. There are two situations. One where the animal drank milk and you shechted the lamb. In there you find, in the stomach, you find milk. That milk is good enough to curdle other milk. Shaila is, what is it? Is it milk or not? Here we have a new halacha comes in. Once something enters the digestive tract of an animal, according to Moshitis, is pilsho be'alma, it becomes waste material. And therefore, that milk there is not milk. Second, if the milk shattered the animal a little bit later, now he just thirst, and the milk is now curdled in the stomach, right, that's called kolosh. So now the shayla is, can I use the milk from inside the animal, right, to curdle other milk? What's the problem? The milk that's in the animal has been soaking in a stomach, which is bosa. The milk was in the stomach. The stomach is meat, right? I now have a mixture of whatever comes out of the meat into the milk. Look at this. Cholav hadim so bekeva, eino cholav. Umuto levatsubo bosor afilu bitzol shabo. Someone asks you, a shayla, how is it possible that you should be able to permit to cook and eat meat and milk? The answer would be, according to the Machaber, I took the milk out of the stomach of a lamb, right? Even though it hasn't curdled yet, it's not treated as milk. Why? The Hesber is because it entered the digestive tract. Once it enters the digestive tract, it's called Persha Be'alma. Yesh Misha Osa, and others say no. We'll come back to this. I want to get the next point in so that you can think about it a little bit. Cholav Hanimsa Bekeva, right? She Nimlach Bekeva Osa. If, however, you leave it there, you now have kovush. You have kovush of the milk in the bosa, right? So, no matter what you call that milk is irrelevant. Call it water, so it's water that's soaking in the stomach. That was kovush. So, whatever is in the liquid, right, is considered to be bosa. Can you use it? It Oshamo Yomechot also Lahamidvo, right? And look at the next one, and we'll come back to this whole thing together. So, just to introduce it, look at Yud Aleph. Imhemi Gvina Ba'ol Kevok Sheva. If Yeshba Tambosa Rasura Mlamuteres, Aval Hamamid. The old cave was the veil of Tefil, Beim and Tameya, also Bechol Shehu. Okay. The way cheese was made before, kosher cheese was made before the so-called Japanese rennet entered the market. You took a lamb stomach and you dried it out, make it eitz be'alma, and then you soak that in salt water, and that salt water became the curdling agent. In the laboratory down here in at Yeshiva, I prepared the rennet for most of the kosher cheeses that were made in America. I earned a little extra money for the lab equipment, for the lab supplies. They delivered dried lamb stomachs, yovish gates, and we soaked it in dilute salt solution. We also concentrated a little bit. We have a lyophilizer there to get to the concentration of 1 to 25,000. There. That was halacha l'maaseh. That's how everybody made kosher cheese. we introduced, I mentioned before to you, another concept. What of Nevela Haruya Leger told you that something which is Nifsal Me'achilas Odom, Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, two levels, Nifsal Me'achilas Odom, right, when it loses its halachic status that it was before. And therefore, this is Don L'Chatchila. You dry out the stomach, Yovish Gates, right? Then you were able to use it to make renin. That's the sugya we'll pick up, Mitzvah. Sugya of Gvina.
Maybe if we don't go down to the lab and see this?
Yeah.
If we go to the lab and see the process, the renin?